Last copy person for the patient, Francis McCabe person is Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S, Francis, last name is McCabe, M as in Mary, C-C-A-B-E as in boy, E-M-C-C-A-B-E, M-C-C-A-B-E, Francis is the first name, Francis McCabe, date of birth, June 28, 1954, date of service, April 29, 2024, procedure, esophageal cancer, did endoscopy with biopsy, referring physician is Dr. Adam Langley, A-D-A-M, Adam, last name Langley, L-A-N-G-L-E-Y, procedure esophageal gastrointestinal bypass, indication, direct esophagus, comma for dysplasia of prevalence, period, dysphagia, period, history of diarrhea, period, description, look at the view of findings, oh, by the way, transcriptions, please change the name of the procedure to esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with snare polyplectomy and cold biopsies at different sites. Repeat, procedure is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with snare polyplectomy and cold biopsies at a different site. Findings, 10 millimeter barrett esophageal comma biopsies open comma 4 quadrant comma for dysplasia so spirit 5 millimeter pale cells for removed from the removed the cold snare technique in the gastric fundus spirit mind pressure arrhythm and the gastric enterhyme comma biopsies open from this area as well as the body of the stomach check for connection till random of symptoms third post symptoms shadow number check as celiac disease the cause of this diarrhea period random of symptoms from proximal and mid esophagus load is not frequency of chest is the cause of this stage and if I have impression 10 millimeter barrett esophagus period non-specific pressure arrhythm and the gastric enterhyme period small polyp removed from the gastric from the stomach period. Otherwise, under cool upper and vascular next paragraph can be pathology period. I would not have precautions. Number, continue pantoprazole 40 milligrams for the morning before food. Next time, a follow-up after 2 weeks. Next time, a follow-up upper and vascular of Barrett's surveillance after 3 years. End of dictation. Transcriptionist, please go back to the paragraph findings. I'm going to make a correction to the findings. Findings, 5 millimeter pale cell polyp removed from the proximal greater curvature of the body of the stomach with the cold snare technique. It's not the fundus. It's removed from the proximal greater curvature of the body of the stomach. Thank you. End of dictation.
This is
done. He's good. Hello.
Thank you so much.
Sure thing, my pleasure. Oh, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
So, you had a polyp in the colon.
Mm-hmm.
A polyp in the colon. We took it off.
Mm-hmm.
So the colon is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Here you have an ulcer. So I'll give you medicine for that. Take every morning and evening before breakfast and before dinner. And,
okay.
And we'll see you back in the office. We'll have to check the top again after a couple of months to make sure the ulcer is gone.
Okay, ulcer, right?
Ulcer, yeah.
What did that cause the ulcer?
It could be bacteria.
Bacteria?
Yeah, so I took some biopsies to check for bacteria.
Okay, that's why I feel some kind of surgery.
Yeah.
Stomach surgery.
Yeah, it could be that. It could be that.
Bacteria.
It could be. I took some biopsies, so let's wait for the biopsies to come back.
Okay.
Right? Awesome. Welcome. My pleasure. This is for him.
Okay, let me put a sticker on it.
Okay, thank you. How is Denise doing? All right?
Yes.
Good,
yes,
good, good. So it looks pretty much stable from the last time.
Oh.
So the varices, what we're checking for, looks pretty much. So no change in treatment at this time. We'll check again after a year.
Okay, yes.
All right?
The
colonoscopy was last. It's been, I think the last one was it is 2 years ago. So next year.
Next year, okay.
Yeah. Alright.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. EGD after 1 year.
1 year.
Thank you. Take care. Take care. This is for the chat. Thanks.
I would like to get out of the shower, but it was like, aww.